So are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola familia, buenas noches. Una semana después de nuestro último encuentro, vuelve Little Steven a ofrecernos una forma, digamos, diferente de terminar el fin de semana. Y ya lo creo que va a ser diferente. Esta noche, el guitarrista de Springsteen ha pensado que sería una buena idea hablar de impuestos. Sí, como lo oyes. No sé muy bien cómo acabará esto, pero bueno, ¿qué más da? Confiamos en ti, pequeño Steven. Esto es un hecho. De hecho, vamos a empezar fuerte, aprovechando que el pasado 6 de abril se cumplían 50 años de la grabación del séptimo disco de estudio de los Beatles, aquel Revolver. Vamos a empezar con una de las canciones que se incluyeron en aquel trabajo y esta noche, con más razón aún, el cobrador de impuestos, Taxman. Aquí comienza el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Buenas noches.
One for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
Is it that time of year already? It's the opening of that new horror slasher flick, The Tax Man Cometh. Did you all do your civic duty and fill out all those stupid forms that are due this week? Fortunately, here in the Underground Garage, we're all 14-year-old teenagers, you know, mentally, forever. So, we're not into politics. So you get to decide for yourselves if having to give up to half of what you make to the government is your chosen obligation, or if it's tyranny. That's strictly up to you. The only thing that occurs to our feeble minds is, wouldn't it be nice if somehow in our society, and I'm not even sure this is a tax thing, but it'd be nice if, like, teachers made more money, you know. And cops. And firemen. Is it still firemen, or is it firepersons now, or what? And our soldiers. Especially the ones over there in harm's way, right? I mean, they should come home to some big respect. Job offers, low-interest bank loans, full bank accounts, low mortgage houses, whatever. You can't help but wonder where the money goes, right? Our schools, you know, everybody knows they suck. All right. Our hospitals are third world. I gave up a long time ago on our roads. I mean, the condition of our streets, it's got to be intentional, right? A way to create jobs for construction workers. It's just that, you know, you don't see crews ripping up roads every day, all the time, everywhere you go in Europe, right? They rebuilt the roads after World War II. Concrete, beautiful, solid, done. They haven't touched them since. The quality of life issues with road work and traffic are considerable. But nobody brings it up. And most importantly, why is our money totally worthless? It is these and other tales of terror we'll be discussing this week as we look past the fog over the moor at the unavoidable horror and impending doom of April 15th.
Make him a friend. This is Wolf of Goofa Mama 2 for Pete Wolf from the J. Giles Band, your little lover boy at the Green Teeth, and you're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, only the best and later for the garbage.
Like nothing, girls ever. Just wasting time.
Something must be done. War would mean a prohibitive increase in our taxes.
Hey, I got an uncle lives in Texas.
No, I'm talking about Texas. Money. Dollars.
Dallas. That's where my uncle lives. Dallas, Texas.
Well, the landlord rang my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. Went to the window, peeped through the blind. Asked him to tell me what was on his mind.
Money, honey. Money, honey. love money. All money. I've always wanted money. To handle, to touch. The smell of the rainwash florin. The lure of the lira. The glitter and the glory of the guinea. The romance of the ruble. The feel of the franc. The heel of the Deutschmark. The cold, antiseptic sting of the Swiss franc. And the sunburned splendor of the Australian dollar.
Started our tax show with Tax Man, George Harrison and the Beatles, with that great, great, great guitar solo by Paul McCartney. Tally Man was Jeff Beck. I think that was the last of his three or four singles in between the Yardbirds and the Jeff Beck group. Graham Gouldman, who wrote the first three Yardbird singles, wrote that. Mickey Mouse producing Jeff at that point. Dirty Robber, the Wailers, out of Tacoma. Inventing garage rock as we know it in the early 60s.
Wasting Time was Peter Wolf's new record. Fantastic stuff. Peter wrote it, produced it with Kenny White, and you can get it at peterwolf.com.
Ry Cooder, Into the Purple Valley, for Money Honey. We'll play the other version later. Ry Cooder's first two albums, amazing. No textures in the world like his. The whole Muscle Shoals gang on that one. Jim Dickinson and Van Dyke Parks producing. Giving It All Up to Uncle Sam was Jay Giles, written by Seth Justman and Peter Wolf. Bill, the guy with all the nouns, producing. Sismic, it might be. We're talking about cash, baby. Loot, clam, scratch, bucks, dinero, moolah. And where does it all go?
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the bunchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, for it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.
Sigues en Rock FM y recién estamos arrancando el Underground Garage. Esta noche Little Steven ha elegido una temática un tanto particular. Le ha dado por dedicar el programa a los impuestos. Yo tampoco sé por qué. Pero ya que estamos, ¿por qué no hacemos un pequeño repaso a su origen? Prometo, eso sí, que será breve. No caigamos en el error de pensar que esto de los impuestos es algo propio de la historia más reciente, viene de lejos. Por ejemplo, en la antigua Grecia se creó un impuesto conocido como eisfora, del que nadie estaba exento y con el que se pretendía financiar los gastos especiales que originaba la guerra. Una vez terminada, cesaba su cobro. Y ya en la época de César Augusto, el Imperio Romano decretó el pago de un impuesto de la herencia con el fin de proveer fondos de retiro para los militares. Era del 5%. Pero ya que ha sido Little Steven el que ha decidido hablar de impuestos, mejor que siga él. Todo tuyo, Little.
So, the Egyptian pharaoh's tax collectors were known as scribes, among other things. And in the first recorded history of taxing, they put a tax on cooking oil. Don't ask me. They went around checking people's houses to make sure they didn't use some other, you know, generic substitute. There was the Pharaoh's brand, or you get the beetle treatment like in that mummy movie. Greece taxed the folks when they went to war, but dig this. They would rescind the tax, you know, like take it away when the war was over. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Meanwhile, over there in the mother country, Rome had Caesar Augustus inventing the inheritance tax, which he used for a retirement fund for the military, and Julius Caesar invented the sales tax, as well as the salad. 1% for everything except slaves, and that was 4%. That didn't mean slaves paid 4%. That meant when you were buying slaves, you paid 4%. Then Great Britain was occupied by the Roman Empire, and they learned all about taxes. The Earl of Mercia in the 11th century, who had the population crying, "Give us some Mercia," he reduced taxes only when Lady Godiva rode through the town naked. I always thought that was a myth, but I have good sources on that one. And by the way, I don't see why that wouldn't work today. Then there was that whole tea thing you might have heard about. It was called the American Revolution. But then, wouldn't you know it, we did it to ourselves. The Tax Act of 1862 was passed by Abraham Lincoln, no less. And that was 3% if you made more than $600 a year, and 5% if you made 10 grand. Approximately 276,000 people filed taxes in 1870 out of a population of 38 million. So, it was popular right away. That ended up being repealed. Then the dark day came in 1913, when the 16th Amendment was passed, granting Congress the right to tax the citizenry from whatever source they felt like. And the party was over.
You know what I want. as a clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But baby, I don't intend to leave empty handed. Give me some money.
Government do we want?
Very little government be good, I think.
Without too many laws.
And no passports.
No passports.
And no prisons.
No prisons.
No dirt.
What?
No taxes.
No taxes. Say, this is getting to be a perfect government. And I will add no laws and no money. And that's all we have room for.
Mouse in the Traps, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, where we're playing the coolest records ever made.
Mm-hmm.
love all over the world, but I'm tired of being you.
Check.
Thank you. You must understand that you owe the government a great deal of money, and unless you pay it promptly, your indebtedness will pyramid, and you'll never be solvent again. I don't think you realize the gravity of the situation.
Well, let's sit down and discuss the gravity of the situation.
What to be, please stop and get ready.
We started that set with Give Me Some Money. This is Spinal Tap from the Mercy Beat period. 65-ish. Not released until 1984, though. Money, the only song recorded by the Stones and Beatles, appropriately enough, and more appropriately written by Berry Gordy, the man who invented Motown. Andrew Oldham, producing the Stones. Mouse in the Traps out of Tyler, Texas. Lie, Beg, Borrow, and Steal. It was between that and E Pluribus Unum. When they were deciding the logo for our country. But that didn't fit under the eagle.
Ain't It a Sin from the Godfather's grandfather, Charles Bradley. Thomas Brennick producing. Get it on Daptone, daptonerecords.com.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. If you want to get to the thematic part of the song. Mickey Most producing that, the final Yardbirds album of their 60s period. They have now reunited and are making new records, I'm happy to say. But Mickey doing that with Jimmy Page at the same time he was doing Jeff Beck's solo singles. We're all about the money tonight, baby. Am I right, OJs?
Sigues en Rock FM y esto es el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Si te soy sincero, ya me he aburrido de hablar de impuestos. Que siga el pequeño Steven, que para eso lo ha elegido él. Yo prefiero quedarme con la música que nos tiene preparada en este ratito de radio. Voy a destacar a la banda británica The Hollies. Cuenta la historia que en 1947 Alan Clark conoció al que sería su compañero de banda Graham Nash. Este encuentro fue de lo más profético. Clark llegó nuevo a la escuela con 5 años y Nash fue el único de la clase que le ofreció compartir pupitre. Con el paso del tiempo, la música les unió más aún, hasta que en 1962, y ya bajo el nombre de The Hollies, tomaron el relevo a los Beatles en The Cavern Club en Liverpool. Graham Nash abandonó la banda en torno a 1968 y formó el supergrupo Crosby, Stills & Nash. The Hollies siguieron adelante hasta la actualidad. En todo caso, no serán los únicos. También esperamos la visita de Elvis o de Who, entre otros. Pero no me adelanto. Dale tu maestro.
Now, we should just consider for a minute who thought up this whole money thing in the first place. We all learned in first grade that in the beginning, which was like, you know, from the Big Bang to like 1200 BC, there was the barter system, which was the last time the general population actually understood the monetary system. So China starts the whole thing off with cowrie shells, right around at 1200 BC. They are shells of a mollusk, you know, a clam-like thing, found in the shallow waters of the Pacific and the Indian Ocean. Now, I don't know how that worked, but somehow this method worked so well, it was in use in various cultures until the mid-20th century. That's about 2,700 years.
Just a mere bag of shells.
That's right. Then China got into coins, and for a minute, around 118 BC, they made leather money, which was very popular with bikers and early rock and rollers. And then finishing the whole evolution, they invented paper in 800 AD. That was cool for about 600 years, but then somebody, possibly Italian, invented the Fugazi. Yeah, they were a little slow in those days, but eventually somebody said, you know what, we can counterfeit this stuff. This led to our first case of inflation, and in 1455, they stopped using paper money and wouldn't use it again for several hundred years. But who needs paper when we got wampum? That's right, our own Indians right here had their own shells. White ones from clams, wampum meaning white, And that worked until they tried to put them in slot machines. But that's a whole nother story. And yeah, that's where Loan Me a Few Clams came from. Anyway, one thing led to another, and here we are.
Everybody gather round and listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. You can't get your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Listen to those happy feet.
Listen to those happy feet.
Ain't you glad that you found out?
Ain't you glad that you found out?
What the clam is all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Well, grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Squeeze. Dig right in and do the clown. Dig right in and do the clown.
Hi, this is Artie of the Crybabies, here with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. Keep it tuned right here, baby.
She wants a
money.
She wants a man with lots of money.
got so much to do. But when my traveling is over, I'll be back with interest. I'll be back with interest. It seems unfair to leave you and sell myself the way I do. But when my wandering is over, I'll be back with interest. I'll be back with interest. Most of my life I've been moving, and when I tire,
here's Tommy's father, home from work. And here comes Mother to say hello. Tommy likes to be with his parents. And this evening is a little special, for it's the day for Tommy to receive his allowance. Every week, Father comes home with money for Tommy and for Mother. Money Father earns by going out and working for his family.
change sometime. My heart has turned off the sunshine, baby. I wanna ride with you. I wanna ride with you. I wanna ride with you.
Money isn't all, you know, Jim.
Not when you got it.
Much too much to bear.
Your love is hard and fast. Your love will always last. If it's you I need, I've got to pay the levy. Got to pay, cause your love's too heavy on me. And it's much too much to bear. If I ever leave you, darling, I hope you see that I really love you. But your love's too heavy on me. And it's much too bad. When I make love to you, do all things you want me to do. Never think of me, always cry, baby. Plenty of tears, cause your love's too heavy on me. It's much too much to bear. There was a time I could give all I had to you, but my enthusiasm waned and I can't bear the pain. It's hard and fast. Your love will always last. If it's you I need, I've got to pay a levy. Got to pay, cause your love's too heavy.
Started that set with Do the Clam. Your favorite Elvis Presley song. From Girl Happy, 1965. And you know Elvis was Girl Happy. With Shelley Fabrez. Boris Segal directing. And he had a fun life. Directing Peter Gunn. Directing some episodes of Johnny Sicario. Some Man from U.N.C.L.E.'s. Some Columbo's. Yeah, that's a career. The Crybabies covering the Everly Brothers. Man with Money from Dino Records there. I don't let Everly Brothers get in my room. Get that on DinoRecords.com. If that still exists, I don't know. Pay you back with interest. Oh, we are thematic tonight. The Hollies out of Manchester. Ron Richards producing, and as usual, the three band members writing it. Tony Hicks, Alan Clark, Graham Nash. Ride With Me, Dion, Jimmy Vivino producing. The whole album is cool. Get it from instantrecords.com. And much too much to pay from The Who, their greatest album ever, their first. Pete writing amazingly. Shel Talmy producing amazingly. Roger Daltrey singing amazingly. Kate Moon, ridiculously amazing drums. And phenomenally amazing bass from John Entwistle. Never better. Yeah, like cha-ching, baby.
El momento de ponerse cómodo y disfrutar nuestro clásico por excelencia en el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche, la canción más chula de la semana viene de la mano de Diane and the Gentlemen. Motorcycle. Disfruta. Dale, Little.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from right here in New York City. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, Diane and the Gentlemen.
Clear, and the sky is wide. honey. I'm your fairy godmother. I hope you don't mind my rearranging the furniture.
My fairy godmother. Now I can go to the ball.
You said it, honey. Good fairy rentals make it possible for even ugh commoners to go places in style. Just sign here.
Can I get into the castle?
Oh, look here, hon. The deluxe anniversary ball package. Only 100 gold grickles. Includes costume, transportation, and entrance to the castle.
Yeah, but can I marry the prince?
That's 10 grickles extra.
It's a deal.
Not my fiancé. I would tender my resignation and walk out of this tour for good.
Oh, no, no.
Fiancé?
Yes.
Do you mean that a woman of your culture and money and beauty and money and wealth and money would marry that imposter?
We can drive, we can walk, baby, I don't know.
This is Tony Paulie Walnut Sirico, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. I hope you're enjoying all this hopped-up, long-haired teenage garbage.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we were young with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun, when we getting angry, we were young with all of our might, catch us if you can. Catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we were young with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Motorcycle, from Diane and the Gentlemen, on Jesse Malin's record label Velvet Elk. She wrote it, Diane Gentile, and joined by Alfonso Velez, Colin Brooks, Diane Gentile doing the vocals and guitar, Jason Victor, and Matt Bazile, another nice Irish kid. Matt Bazile. Get it from VelvetElkRecords.com. Our coolest song in the world this week, Motorcycle.
I'm a Roadrunner was a popular title, borrowed from Bo Diddley. Whole different song, though. Holland Dozier Holland, writing it for the Soul label, one of Berry Gordy's many. Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Like the only Motown records, right, that weren't the Funk Brothers. I can't give you anything, Uncle Sam, so leave me alone, say the Ramones. Tommy Ramone and Tony Bon Jovi producing.
Anywhere you want to go. Santana, baby. Reformed, yes, that's Santana. Very exciting. You're going to tour. There's an album coming, Santana 4, picking up where they left off. It's Carlos, it's Greg, Michael Carabello, Michael Shreve, and Neil Schon, among others, completing this very exciting reunion.
And catch us if you can, Uncle Sam. Say the Dave Clark 5. We ain't paying until you do. Spending all our money on a wild weekend. Dave Clark co-wrote that with Lenny Davidson, guitar player. Very unusual combination there. We're all the way to number 4 in 65. Yeah, that's right. As a whole lot of their records did. You don't want to go nowhere. We're still turning money into fun.
If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got money, honey, I've got the time.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final de un Underground Garage un tanto atípico. O quizás no. ¿Quién sabe? Little Steven sigue empeñado en hablar de impuestos. No sé qué le habrá dado, la verdad. En fin, yo voy a aprovechar para adelantarte algunas de las canciones que nos esperan para esta recta final del show. Arrancaremos con The Kinks y una de las canciones que incluyeron en su sexto disco de estudio, aquel Face to Face de 1966. Como curiosidad, te contaré que Siniestro Total realizaron una versión de esta canción. La titularon Tumbado a la Bartola. Por cierto, la canción original de los Kinks es Sunday Afternoon. Sonny Boy Williamson o Pretty Things serán algunos de los artistas que nos esperen en este ratito de radio junto a The Kinks. Todo tuyo, Little.
This just in, tax deductions that are not recommended. Howard from Omaha, a Spanish teacher at school, tried to deduct his TV and cable, saying he was watching the Spanish channels so he could better understand his students. Jarvis from Albuquerque, had made some money being a sperm donor and wanted to know if he could take a depletion allowance. And Sam, a Pittsburgh furniture store owner, after years of trying unsuccessfully to sell his business, hired an arsonist to torch the place. The insurance company paid off to the tune of $500,000, which he dutifully reported on his income tax return. However, along with taking the proper deductions for the building, its contents, and the usual business expenses, he also deducted a $10,000 consulting fee he had paid the arsonist. An IRS audit, 2 years later, landed them both in jail. Now this.
Sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon in summertime, in summertime, in summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone back to her mom park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail. Two good reasons why I ought to stay. Cause I love to live so pleasantly, live this life.
The army will never be the same when we retire, sir.
The army is always the same. The sun and the moon change. The army knows no seasons.
Here we are in our prime, and they're turning us out to pasture. It's an abuse of the taxpayers' money, I called it, sir.
The only tax you ever paid was a whiskey tax. Ready?
Him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, "But honey, yes, but honey, but honey, if you wanna stay here with me, I was clean as a screen and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally got my baby by the half." I'd like to know what you want with me. I said, "Money, honey, money, honey, money, honey, if you wanna get along with me." She screamed and said, "What's wrong with you? From this day on, our romance is through." I said, "Tell me, baby, face to face, how could another man take my place?" I said, "Money, honey, money, honey, oh, money, honey, if you wanna get along with me, yeah."
What's happening?
No.
We have a position which we must uphold.
Well, what do you mean we have a position we must uphold?
I was reading in the paper the other day, says Bing Crosby, you and myself, you know, we pay so much tax to the government. All the money we pay enough to pay the vice president, the president, and the Senate, all their salaries.
We pay all those guys their salary?
Right.
You fellas in the Senate, be over the house tomorrow and wash the car.
All right.
City where it ain't so boring. I said my mind was a spinning and my eyes were exploring. I see a sweet little number with a painted on miniskirt. She said it may sting a little, but it won't really with another girl like you. Yeah, I said, oh, that's what I get, messing with another girl like you. She was a demon in the sack, and I
what I get messing with another girl like you.
A long time to find out my mistake. It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It sure did, man. But I bet you my bottom dollar I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. Back in 1930, I started checking. I found out my downfall from 1930. I'm telling all of my friends I'm not fagging no more frog for snakes. All right now. I got to correct all of my mistakes. Well, man, 1957, I got to correct all of my mistakes. I'm telling my friends, including my wife and everybody else, not fighting no more frog for snakes.
This is Maria Bartiromo, financial analyst by day, go-go dancer, and international spy by night. And you are with the original man of mystery, Little Steven, in the Underground Garage. It is a very cool place to be.
started our unlikely tax deduction set. A sunny afternoon because of its opening line. The genius of Ray Davies and the Kinks and Shel Talmy. The original Drifters with the original Money Honey. Jesse Stone's composition. Clyde McFadden's vocal. Ahmet Erdogan himself. And Jerry Wexler producing in 1953. Man. A lot of rock and roll in the early 50s. And a lot of wild, crazy stuff in the late 40s. And we don't go back that far, but maybe we should. Girl Like You from the Green Machines out of Long Beach. They produced it. Dominic Rico and Brian wrote it. And they may be the only group in the world without a website. So... get it from iTunes, I guess, or go down to your local flea market and you might get lucky. I ain't fattening no more frogs for snakes. That's Sonny Boy Williamson's philosophy, having to do with the tax man. Go ahead, go down there to Glendora and chase him. You can find him, you can have it. Willie Dixon, always involved in the chess productions, one way or the other. He's an arranger, writer. Some would say co-producer, but Sonny Boy wrote that one. Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar. Why was he named Robert Jr. Lockwood instead of Robert Lockwood Jr.? Because his mother lived with Robert Johnson, and he was Robert Jr. Dig? The great Freddie B. Lowe on drums. Mr. Tax Evasion from The Pretty Things, from SF Sorrow. Their conceptual piece, Norman Hurricane Smith, fresh from Engineering the Beatles, right? The great Phil May, one of the great vocalists in all of rock, the name that does not usually come to mind when the great vocalists are mentioned, and Dick Taylor, one of the great guitar players, an original Rolling Stone, quit the Stones, went back to school, regained his senses, quit school, started The Pretty Things. And that's the name of that tune.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank the Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool, Andy Babuke's Fabgear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know, James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com. And then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Y llegamos al final del Underground Garage de esta noche. Espero que hayas disfrutado de un programa que, es cierto, ha sido un tanto atípico. No sé por qué a Little Steven le ha dado por hablar de impuestos, pero es cierto que hemos disfrutado de una música fantástica. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te emplazo a que nos encontremos, si te apetece, el domingo que viene, a eso de las 10 de la noche, en el Underground Garage, aquí en Rock FM. Hasta entonces te deseo, por supuesto, una fantástica semana. Little, un abrazo.